This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We're actually, as I mentioned earlier, if you're just tuning in, we're recording this yesterday. So there's like this weird time warp thing going on where we're speaking to you from the past, but here we're speaking into the future. Anyway, we're actually at the very end of the day here on day number 2 out of 2 at what was an excellent conference.
Excellent.
Great. Little intimate, setup here, and it's year number 2, so I'm hoping they're going to do a third year. I suspect they will, because this looks like, I don't know if it was a sellout, but it was definitely a good crowd.
Yeah.
Nice small event, nice and intimate. Ben Swan, actually, was the closing speaker, and he's joining us here. It's been since February. We had you on at Anarchapulco.
That's right, it has been.
I suspect, are you going back to 2019?
I am. I was invited back, so I must have done something right.
Right, nice. Right.
Or done something wrong.
We are definitely going to see you then, because we're going to be back there as well. It's going to be even bigger coming up in 2019, so that's cool. But, of course, you're a busy guy. You do Truth in Media. You do Reality Check, which is a video series.
That's right.
Online that you've been doing, what, since you started it way back when on
back
a TV
station? Back in 2011 is when it actually launched for the very first time,
On television.
Fox in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. And that's when I first became aware of you, and it was like, holy cow, who is this guy? He's like actually saying things that
how'd
I'm
they
not
let
hearing.
True.
Exactly.
How's
he still on? but the WXIX days, I mean, they were exciting. I swear I was sharing something of yours every week.
Yeah.
It was like,
millions
listen to
and
this,
millions
guys.
Of people globally were sharing that content. And it was my first inkling that we were doing something right.
Yeah.
That we were
there's something
actually
here.
An audience for, even though I would literally have news managers every single day telling me, no one cares about these things.
Right.
And I would say, well, then, you know, I'm trying to show you they care.
Explain this.
They care.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it worked for John Stossel, right?
That's
I mean,
right.
He's done a lot of pretty pro-freedom principled stuff on the national scale as well. And now you're working to decentralize media. Tell me about Isagoria.
So we're launching something today is actually, or I guess yesterday for your listeners.
Right, right.
It's the first time that we've ever mentioned this publicly. We've been working on for over a year now.
So this is breaking exclusive. This is your first
right
exclusive
now.
Radio interview
right.
about this.
That's right.
Cool.
Isagoria is actually one of the oldest words in language dealing with democracy.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of the original Greek words that meant freedom in equality in the freedom to speak, meaning that every person had a right to speak, no matter their status in life, no matter where they came from.
It's an old idea, then.
It's an old idea.
Yeah.
It's one that we're losing, though, in our current republic today. Obviously, we see this enormous purge that's taking place. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google. Literally, as I was speaking in that room, the news crossed that Facebook has just today purged 800 sites or pages from its site saying that they are getting paid to produce political content, which apparently is a violation
of
Facebook's rules. And yet CNN's still there. Fox News is still there.
Right.
MSNBC is still there. And, how does Facebook have a rule that says you cannot be paid to produce political content? Isn't that what every website and news channel and broadcast entity in America does?
Oh, no, that's journalism. It's not political.
Yeah. Right. When they do it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But to your point, half the words that come out of my mouth are political in some way. Does that mean Facebook comes after my page? Again?
Well, I hope they shut down the Free Talk Live page, because then our other hosts will have no more excuse. I quit Facebook earlier this year, and it's been great.
It would fix that problem for you.
Right.
So what we decided to do is we announced today we are launching a 24/7 streaming over-the-top channel that will be like a traditional, cable over-the-top player channel with live content.
Over-the-top, define what that is.
Over-the-top meaning if you have an Apple TV, it would be an app on your Apple TV. If you have a Roku, if you have a PlayStation network.
So internet-delivered video streaming.
That's correct. And also, hopefully, over cable systems as well.
That'd be great.
We would run 24/7. We would program it. And we would also have on-demand content. But that's only one of the verticals. There's three verticals. The second vertical actually allows us to go from that to creating a channel channel system where we can give a place to all the folks who are currently being purged to have channels that are safe from censorship.
Right.
Okay. And so we would be, and this would be wide open. Okay. So if you guys follow myself, you know that I have been a huge voice defending Alex Jones and the right that Alex Jones has to speak. I don't agree with everything Alex Jones
sure.
says.
Right.
I probably agree with very little with what Alex Jones says. That has nothing to do with why I believe he has the right, right to speak.
Absolutely.
And people have the right to choose to listen or not listen.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
their freedom. And then the third element of it, so besides the channel, so that'll run the spectrum, right? Because I should mention, this purge that's taking place is not a left-right thing.
Right.
It's not conservatives being purged, even though conservatives will tell you they are. Well, they are.
Yeah.
But progressives are also being purged. Libertarians are being purged.
Sure.
Green Party folks. Anybody who believes in vaccine freedom, food freedom, pro-gun. Anybody who has beliefs outside the mainstream is being purged. That's not an accident.
Sure.
Right, that's not coincidental. No question. So here's what we're trying to do. Is we're trying to look at it from the point of view of we're going to give as wide of a group as possible the ability to have a channel, and our community will have the ability to choose to listen to whoever they want to listen to. Right? We won't control that. And then the third vertical of it is, so when we did reality check starting this year, earlier this year, we came back with the help of Dash, and Dash sponsored us for 4 months. We actually are right now sponsored by Smart Cash. So reality check with Ben Swan, powered by Smart Cash, will be... Over the next 6 months, we're powered by them. They create the funding model that allows us to be able to create our content twice a week, right? Very, very thankful to Smart Cash for that. There are other entities that have gone to Dash or to Smart Cash also trying to get funded in this way. And we recognize that those treasury systems cannot support all independent media.
Right.
So as part of what we're doing with Isagoria is we're actually going to build a treasury model specific to media to help fund independent media. Help them create projects, help them to find the funding that they need.
It's a pain in the butt to make a presentation to, let's say, the Dash masternodes.
Right.
You've run up against resistance, I've run up against resistance, and we've been nothing but, you know, giving and gracious to these organizations. It's just you've got, 4,000 plus masternodes, and
that's
they're all ornery, and they don't know what, you know, they haven't taken the time to look at it.
With, with these crypto treasuries, they have a different view also. They're looking at adoption, they're looking at other issues. In our case, our community will be voting on content specific to content. What do I want to see? If you know this guy has this idea and he wants to create a documentary about this or just a report about this,
right.
And they need funding to do it. Well, then we help them to get the funding to do it, and we fund those projects. But the community chooses it, so we give people a voice in that respect.
So, is this a crypto? Like, what exactly is backing this?
So it'll be Isagoria will be set up as an STO, a security token.
Okay,
and we will actually have. Our token holders will actually be able to vote on content, and not just on the treasury content, all content. They will have a voice in all the content that is created, so that we create an ecosystem, essentially, where our audience is able to say, we want to hear more about this, we want to talk about this, you know, what's the truth behind this? And it will take place in a bunch of different levels, from docudrama style series, newscasts, you know, entertainment programming. It would kind of run the gamut of what's there.
Gotcha. Wow.
So you said you're just announcing this basically now.
Exactly.
At what point is this in the creation of...
It's brand new. I mean, we have literally just launched the website yesterday. If you go to isagoria.com,
isagoria.com,
you can actually read about it in detail. There's a lot of detail on that page. Kind of explains what we're trying to do.
I see there's an email list sign up.
That's right.
Is that about all I can do at the moment? There's
nothing
downloadable.
That's all you can do right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just getting started. We're working with a couple different companies, Decentranet, Stepwise, Block 16, to figure out the token economy, exactly how it will work. But we believe that we are literally on the verge of building the next big media empire in America, and not my empire.
Right.
Right. This is
nobody's
this
in
is
charge.
Something that will belong to people.
Right.
This will belong to viewers and will give people freedom.
A decentralized empire.
That's right.
Right.
That's really
That's
exciting.
Right.
Yeah.
It is. And the idea of pairing it with crypto and doing a security token. That's kind of a new thing. We've got a lot of people here talking about security tokens and how that moves forward.
Well, I think a lot of that has to do with the SEC and how they view it. So we're trying to come into compliance to make sure that we don't get shut down. We know that we're going to come under a massive amount of scrutiny.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that we cross every T and dot every I.
I hear you.
Isagoria.com, Isegoria.com. Ben Swan with us here. we're going to see in another few months down in Anarchapulco. But if something develops here, some big breaking news you want to get out, something you want to announce, please, you know, feel free to reach out. If you don't know how to reach me, I'll give you my card or whatever.
Sounds good.
We'll make sure that you stay in touch with us about this. At the very latest, we'll certainly get an update from you from Anarchapulco on
this.
It's very exciting. And obviously, we love decentralization. We love media, so free speech.
That's what we got to do, right?
We're on board.
Right on.
Vince One, thanks for coming back on Free Talk Live. Good to see you.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-a-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Well, I say of course. You couldn't for the last
couple few days since we were in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, on live on location. Well, recorded live, because we don't do remote shows live anymore. But we were still recording live, and we had a great time in Portsmouth at the Free State Blockchain Digital Assets Conference. If you're tuning in just now, you're noticing that we're no longer in Portsmouth, whereas we were just a few moments ago, because, again, we were pre-recording our show segments. We had so many interesting people to talk to. We just kept it going because we could. So, with you in the studio tonight in our real, like, Keene, New Hampshire-based studios, as normal, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So it's a rare show where both Chris's are actually on the same show together, even though they weren't actually together.
Chris in the same room, right, because, right, you know, that would be a Chrisception.
Yikes, we don't want that to happen. All right, so we got stuff to talk about. It's been a few days. We've been pretty crypto-focused over the last, 72-plus hours here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, part of tonight.
Maybe more than that. But the big news, which I think all three of us wanted to talk about here tonight, normally we kind of compare notes before we start the show, the live show, and we see if we all happen to bring in the same story or if two of us happen to bring in the same. Tonight it was all three. Different versions, though. You've got one from the LA Times.
I do, yeah.
I have one from the Free Thought Project.
I've got UPI plus the blog post from Facebook that everybody has been mentioning.
Should we start with the blog post from Facebook and just analyze what they have to say? Because what happened for our listeners just tuning in, apparently there was a major purge of a bunch of pages on Facebook. Now, pages are these things that they're not your profile, your personal profile. They're some sort of, if you like Free Talk Live has a page. If you have a thing, a business or a media show or whatever it is that you want to have a page for, you can do that. Well, apparently you can't have it for whatever you want because they just deleted like 800 or something like that.
It was 559 pages, 251 personal accounts.
Wow.
And so a total of 810.
And one of them was CopBlock, which is an organization that I've been affiliated with. Chris, you as well.
I did a search earlier, and it appeared that all of the state and local affiliate pages of CopBlock remain active.
It's likely because they were nothing, ultimately, as far as, like, you know, they probably weren't even... They didn't have enough likes for anybody to ever report them for anything. That would be my guess. I mean, not having actually audited the list to see, you know, does any of them have more than 1,000 or 2,000 likes or something like that? Because CopBlock, the actual Facebook page, had more than 1.5 million at one point, and this was a few years ago, so it might have eclipsed 2. I'm not sure, but it was always a very, very popular page. So these seem to be major pages that have been targeted.
I've got a list here.
Do you want to go ahead and share some?
Yeah, so the main CopBlock page was unpublished. The Free Thought Project page was unpublished.
That's another big one.
Yep. The Liberty Principle, No Consent from the Governed has been unpublished.
Never heard of it.
Policing the Police has been unpublished. Legalizing Cannabis has been unpublished. Voluntarist Veterans has been unpublished.
And wow. Can't have that.
And the War on Drugs has been unpublished. Hemp has been unpublished.
Wow.
Yeah. So
Hemp.
Hemp, yeah. It comes off to me as a censorship for political reasons, but it's interesting how at least the story I brought in from the LA Times has portrayed it differently.
All right. Well, I'm interested in hearing that.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting to see what the Free Thought Project has to say about it.
Well, we know what they're going to say about it. I mean,
they're going to loosely touch the facts and then put some kind of spin on it because that's what they do.
That's true.
And let's see here, according to thefreethoughtproject.com, which is, by the way, a very, you know, pro-freedom website. I know the guy behind it has...
It's pro-freedom, but I don't like the way they do their writing.
Yeah.
Because, as I said, it's very loosely connected to the facts. Mm. And they...
Is that really any different than the LA Times?
Isn't that like standard operating procedure for any major publication these days?
When I get news, I go to... You know, like large news sources that report the facts, just the facts.
But sometimes they get those wrong.
Yeah. Sometimes, right, but you know, they're trying.
Yeah, I would say they manipulate the facts.
I'm going to give somebody more credit of trying to get things right without a very clear bias.
Well, Free Thought Project
getting
isn't
things,
a news site.
They portray themselves as one.
Do they?
You know, yes.
You know, I think Breaking does a better job than most publications as
right.
far as...
It's also not really a news
site.
There have been times where we've broken news, but you can't get the news at Freaking without getting some opinion.
You're right. But, right. Okay, and I'm not going to say this for all the people who write for Freaking, but at least some of the people who write for Freaking, I think it has a much less biased write-up than...
No, Freaking is biased as hell, but at least we're honest. I mean, we're upfront about it. And I think Free Thought Project is
Free Thought
as well.
Project. Yeah, they're upfront about their bias, but a lot of times they, like I said, they very loosely touch the facts, and then they come up with a bunch of speculation about the facts, kind of like Info Planet Wars, where you know, like they might touch on a fact, and then they totally construe it to not be in any way related to reality.
Well, look, I'm not a shareholder or something in the Free Thought Project. I think that their writing isn't the greatest in general, like as far as the quality of the writing. So I have a similar critique of Bitcoin.com, some of their writers as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's written very simply, very basic. But I think that I almost feel like that Bitcoin, and I've never asked the editor this, and maybe I will if I see him at an Acapulco again, is the site specifically written simple, like, you know, in kind of like targeting an elementary schooler, because it's a worldwide kind of targeted site, you want to be able to have people who are international audiences maybe reading it?
I've heard that if you're writing for a general audience, you don't want to write above like an eighth grade level.
Right. USA Today is been noteworthy in the past because they don't write above 7th grade.
Aren't the newspapers targeting 5th grade?
I'd heard 7th for USA Today, but that was probably a decade ago, so who knows? Maybe they've lowered it to 5th grade.
Well, my understanding is newspapers tended to target 5th grade reading level, basically.
It could very well be. In this case, just to be clear, though, you said they're a news site. They don't even use the word news on their About Us page. So, I mean, I don't think they...
It's the people that cite them saying... They're a news site.
Yeah. Oh, certainly people would believe that. I mean, there are definitely... One thing Free Thought Project is good at getting or doing is getting the word out about...
They're good at clickbait.
Libertarian kind of headlines that have... You know, you can call it clickbait, and I think there's some truth to that. But at the same time, they're getting people to click on very pro-freedom opinion pieces, essentially, about the news. And whether you agree with how well they're written or not, the fact is they are being shared fairly widely, although Facebook's going to allege that a bunch of those shares are fraudulent.
Right, so do you want me to jump into this Facebook blog post?
I feel like we should just go ahead. Since we've got so many different news sources on this, I do want to hear LA Times, but let's hear Facebook and what they're, well, in a moment, what they have to say about that. And, of course, our phones are open, as they always are here on Free Talk Live, except when we're on location, as we've been for the last 3 days. So if you've been waiting to get on the radio, you can do it tonight. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Facebook targeting multiple, hundreds of Facebook pages for takedowns, including a lot of libertarian pages. Are people going to keep putting up with this? I bet they will. It's Free Talk Live.
Yeah, probably right.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hull, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hull, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
USA Radio News.
The Dow lost 4% for the week, and the Nasdaq also dropped 3.6% this week. Dan Geltude is a CPA, and he joined Fox Business and said, October can be sometimes known as a very volatile month.
We already know historically that October is a very volatile month. Now, volatility doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to go down. In fact, that's not always the case. We're going to have ups and downs. Why? Look, we're ending the third quarter. Now we're going into the real earnings period. What's going to happen as things are shaping up, as we get to see whether companies are really going to hit those year-end numbers, particularly with the benefit of all the tax cuts?
A Turkish court ruled on Friday that American pastor Andrew Brunson is free to return to the United States. President Trump said we can expect the pastor to be in Washington, D.C. sometime Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free if you want to join us here on the radio, because we are actually back in our Keene, New Hampshire studios, and of course we'll let you take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything you want, although right now we are talking about the crackdown, which many people saw the writing on the wall when, and that's one of the things the Free Thought Project definitely correctly points out there in their headline, is first they came for Alex Jones. We told you we were next. We were. Was their headline, and they were one of the hundreds of pages taken down by Facebook, like yesterday? It's very, very recent. Yes. This is
why I've never been on Facebook. It's not because, you know, I was always conscientious that these large platforms, centralized platforms, are a problem or a potential problem.
Right.
And it's just a matter of time.
Right.
It's just a matter of time that you're going to run into this sort of thing.
But everybody wants to be there because they feel like everybody's there.
Exactly.
When in point of fact, not everybody is there, but it does. They do have a lot of users. What, like 2 billion worldwide or something like that, or something ridiculous?
It's a bunch.
Yeah. Hey, we can dig deeper into that here in a moment, because, Daryl, you have the press release from Facebook sort of supposedly explaining what they've done. But I do want you to know that Zencash has rebranded to Horizon. And Free Talk Live has been giving away Zen over the last couple months. At this point, we've given away approximately 13 Zen, and now we're doing more. To enter, and win 1.75 Zen, which is worth more than, I would say, about 30, almost maybe close to 30 bucks right now.
Last time I checked the price, 20, one Zen was right about $14. Okay. So the price has dropped a little bit.
So maybe like 25 bucks or something like that. You can get your 1.75 Zen if you're the winner, and here's how you win. You email Daryl at freetalklive.com. In the subject line, you have to put a number between 1 and 999. And so you put that number in, and then you also include your transparent Zen address. So you have to have the Zen wallet installed to get the Zen address, to which we will send you your winnings if you are the chosen winner. And the giveaway is open to all listeners of the show. You can be listening on the radio. You can be listening on podcast, live stream, Twitch, you know, wherever it is, satellite. However it is you're listening to Free Talk Live, you qualify as long as you send the email to Daryl at freetalklive.com.
And you've not previously won.
Thank you for that. And include, again, a number between 1 and 999 in the subject line. And also your Zen address. The drawing is coming up on Wednesday.
Yes.
So get it in before that time and learn more about Horizon over on their website, horizon.global. That's horizen.global. So you were kind of rattling off, Chris, some of the names of the websites, or not websites, pages being taken down by Facebook. Did you have a few more you wanted to highlight? There was, what, CompBlock?
Those are the ones that I thought people might have heard of. Now, there's others here, but...
Well, I wonder what other sites were taken down outside of the libertarian realm, because surely there were a large number
of... They said 559 pages, 251 personal accounts.
It looks like they were targeting conservatives, just from the looks of it.
Of course, libertarians aren't conservatives.
No, but like anything that was anti-government or...
Conservatives aren't anti-government.
No.
Let's jump into the Facebook blog post and...
Yeah.
Talk about this. So it says, people need to be able to trust the connections they make on Facebook. It's why we have a policy banning coordinated inauthentic behavior. And then they define that briefly by saying networks of accounts or pages working to mislead others about who they are and what they're doing. This year, we've enforced this policy against many pages, groups, and accounts created to stir up political debate, including in the U.S., the Middle East, Russia, and the U.K. But the bulk of the inauthentic behavior on Facebook is spam that's typically motivated by money, not politics. And the people behind it are
unlike
adapting...
Facebook, who's totally not motivated by money.
This is just ridiculous. This sounds just ridiculous.
Politics. This whole post is
the
political.
The whole thing is political. It has nothing to do with what they're claiming. They're using like certain words as to make it sound
using words.
Definitely.
That's how you write sentences.
Well, no, but he's saying I think what you're saying is they're trying to appeal to whoever it is that's reading it, a certain type of viewpoint.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, they're just about money, these pages. They're misrepresenting who they are and what they stand for? What was it was like two sentences ago. These pages are misrepresenting.
Working to mislead others about who they are and what they are doing.
Yeah. look, CompBlock is certainly not misleading anybody about what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a very clear mission.
Right, but... So
let's go on.
Yeah. Continuing on, they say, and the people behind it, that being the inauthentic behavior, are adapting their behavior as our enforcement improves. One common type of spam has been posts that hawk fraudulent products like fake sunglasses or weight loss remedies. But a lot of the
spam. Hopefully not coming from CompBlock.
Hopefully not. Again.
Right.
559 pages.
There,
One common type of spam, again, the hawking products. But a lot of the spam that we see today is different. The people behind it create networks of pages using fake accounts or multiple accounts with the same name. They post clickbait on these pages and drive people to the websites that are entirely separate from Facebook and seem legitimate, but are actually ad farms.
They don't like it when somebody leaves Facebook. So they're saying, these pages are separate from Facebook, as though it's a black mark, as though that's a negative about what's going on here.
Right, and a lot of people have known for a while that Facebook is trying to get people to stay within the Facebook ecosystem.
Yep. They will penalize
you. Oh,
you
want to be on Instagram? That's fine. That's part of our family. But there are some people, I call them idiots, who have Instagram accounts because Facebook violates my privacy.
They
exist.
They penalize
posts that do not link to Facebook. So if you just link to the Free Thought Project or copblock.org, they will down sort of penalize that, and it won't be seen by, you know, as many people as a Facebook link.
What some of these pages have done, and I'm not going to say all 559 pages and 251 accounts, but a segment of them, they, as they said here, they have agreement. So the anti-media posts something.
Yeah.
And somebody from CopBlock says, we will share everything you post.
Mm-hmm. If you share
share everything we post. And so you've got these networks of people that are sharing the same stuff to try to get around the algorithms, if you will.
Well, I mean, they're not going to get around the algorithms, but what that'll do is it might make it so a few more people see your posts.
Right.
And there's nothing inherently wrong with what they're talking about there. I mean, whether it's two pages. Okay, so you've got, let's say you have a page, which you don't, and let's say I have a page, which I don't, because I quit Facebook earlier this year, but we have two
Free Talk Live still has a page.
I don't have that page, though. You're in charge of that, you and Mark.
Anyway, Mark.
So let's say that, all right, so we've got these two different pages. We've got this agreement between us. Even if I had both of those pages and both pages shared the exact same content, what's the difference? And is that a problem, too? Could I not take a Freekeen post and put it onto Free Talk Live's page? Cross-posting? Are they saying that cross-posting within similarly owned pages is also not welcome?
So they don't necessarily get into the details of whatever the
arbitrary
cross-posting.
This is
BS. As I've seen... Mm. Stuff happen is one page will share something and then other pages share the post from that page.
Yeah, that's how I've done it. That's how I've done it with my own pages. If I got something on Freekeen and I wanted to have more exposure, I would have put it on the Free Talk Live page.
Makes
with
sense.
90,000 likes instead of 10 or whatever, 10,000 it would have been. And for them to call this spam, again, now, whether they're addressing all of the posts, it sounds like they're calling all of these posts spam and then saying, well, they're cross-linking and cross-posting. It's spam. Well, no, you don't get to see the Free Thought Project or CopBlock posts at all if you, unless they're like shared by somebody you know. So like normally, unless you follow that page, unless you've gone to that page and clicked like, you will not see anything they post. So therefore, it's not spam. The definition of spam is unwanted, generally commercial messages.
Right, and they're saying that they're saying that the sites are ad farms. So when people will post the link in a bunch of groups, that is the spam. Because it's driving people ad farms.
It's like saying advertising business model for news sources is not legitimate.
Well, no, it's okay for Facebook to have ads, but the other sites, you can't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
any other source,
unless you're a major publication.
Hold that thought. We'll continue here in moments. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at Horizon.global. Horizon.global.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online.
embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and take control of the airwaves. If you want, you can comment on the story on the table, which is a big one. That is that Facebook has now swung the ban hammer even harder and hit hundreds of Facebook pages, just completely wiping them off of their system, including longtime liberty-friendly pages like CopBlock and the Free Thought Project, and others, according to the Free Thought Project's article, or Radley Balco apparently tweeted about this. They also targeted police to police and severely restricted photography is not a crime.
Oh, wow.
Which, by the way, both CopBlock and photography is not a crime were essentially got, you know, terminated earlier this year, even though CopBlock, the websites, the CopBlock still exists, but it's not, it's like a shadow or a shell of its former self,
right?
Basically. And photography is not a crime. Carlos Miller wanted to get out of that, so I don't know if he sold it or what's going on with it, but it was on its way out, basically. Both of the founders of both of those organizations essentially got burned out. Adamo Freeman from CopBlock and Carlos Miller. And, of course, Pete Ayer had walked away from CopBlock a couple of years prior to that. So it was sort of on its last legs, sadly. Not every activist project lasts forever, but right. All of that's immaterial to what Facebook has done because they've targeted like hundreds of pages here. And, Daryl, you've been sharing with us the Facebook excuses for this, their blog post explaining why they did it. And from what I've heard so far, they were mad because some pages on, now they claim that there were some pages with like fake Rolexes or whatever. Okay, fine. I get that.
Right.
That's somebody who's using a Facebook's platform to promote something Facebook would be competing with Facebook, right?
Right.
Like if they sold an advertisement to actual Rolex or whatever.
But the Cop Block and Free Thought Project and these other pages are clearly political pages, clearly with an agenda to spread an idea of about freedom and police accountability and things like that. And the claims that Facebook has made here are ridiculous, saying that if multiple pages are sharing each other's posts, that that is a problem and that that's somehow so-called inauthentic behavior.
Right. So they continue. They say the people behind this activity also post the same clickbait post in dozens of Facebook groups, often hundreds of times in a short period of time, to drum up traffic for their websites, and they often use fake accounts to generate fake likes and fake shares. Mm. This artificially inflates engagement for their inauthentic pages and posts that they share, misleading people about the popularity and improving their ranking in the newsfeed. This activity goes against what people expect on Facebook, and it violates our policies against spam.
To claim, okay, so if it's true, and they obviously aren't going to prove their claim here, right? They don't, they're not going to show any evidence, because again, they hit 800 or whatever, 500 something pages. But if it's true that Cop Block or the Free Thought Project was using bot armies of fake users or hiring, you know, some India company in India with a bunch of people sitting in a boiler room, just clicking likes on things or whatever, because you can do that stuff,
yeah,
right?
Right.
That so if they were actually doing that, which I highly doubt, because let me tell
yeah.
you, Cop Block. Basically had no budget. When it was sold by Adamo Freeman to the highest bidder, and we still don't know who that person is, the site continues to operate. I still have an active blogging account there, so I still have the ability to post on copblock.org. In fact, if you go to that site, you'll see the last five posts were from me. Nobody else has been posting there. You know, I'm just sort of trying, I don't know what I'm trying to do, you know, keep the flame alive to some,
right.
to some extent. But I remember talking with Adamo Freeman about the site when he was selling it. When I found out he was selling it, I talked to him. I said, well, hey, man, why didn't you come to us and, you know, ask us if we wanted to buy it? Because he said, well, everybody who was active with the site, because I was never really that active with it.
Right.
He said everybody who was active with the site, they turned it down. And so he gave me some details at that time about, like, revenue from advertising. And, you know, the site barely paid its hosting bill.
Right.
So they didn't have, like, a bunch of money or even a little bit of money to go and, you know, go to Fiverr or wherever it is that you hire these, you know, fake likes. Because I know that you can get them online and you can, you know, pay somebody.
Right.
And then somehow, whether it be through some kind of a script or actually have some, you know, Nigerian guy in a room somewhere clicking, creating new accounts and clicking likes on things or whatever, you can get these things, but I don't buy for a second the claim that Cop Block was involved.
And you know, the crazy thing is that it's basically, as you said, it's been dead for 6 months at least. I mean, since it's
the website.
I mean,
yeah,
when was it sold? It was sold ages ago.
To be fair, though, the Facebook wasn't dead. Adamo sold the Facebook to someone else, actually. So somebody bought the website. But before that, Adamo had sold off
right.
the Facebook. And after that happened, the Facebook for Cop Block started to promote another police accountability page, which is fine, you know, whatever.
Right.
Hey, it's an old brand. You got a new brand. You buy the old brand up and you use it to promote your new brand. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to be clear that even though the site itself wasn't that content creating, the Facebook page purportedly was.
Right.
Not that I was following it, because, again, I haven't been on Facebook.
Already. Right. And I do know that there are people that will share things in or attempt to share them in every group they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And
I would share only in the groups I thought they were appropriate for, but I would share in more than one group an
right.
article
so
that I would post.
There was a candidate, and I'm not going to specify in what state or for what office, but there's a libertarian candidate that I know that he posted a few days ago that his privileges of posting in groups was restricted for 24 hours because he tried sharing the same post in every group he was in. And, you know, there are things of if you post too often, then
yeah.
Facebook says this looks like it's...
You could be a robot.
Yeah, this appears
like
to
a
be
robot.
Fake.
Yeah, if you behave like a robot, it's understandable why a company would want to throttle you in that particular case.
Right.
I mean, doesn't this just make the argument against Facebook and against
this whole
centralization?
Thing is an argument against,
I mean, why
Facebook?
Is it up to Facebook to decide what people can share and publish? It just
Well, it's their platform. They can decide whatever
they
want.
I understand it's their platform, But why, as a user, would anybody want that?
Well, so the users are just people who want to connect with people, right? That's why people got on Facebook in the first place. Oh, I can connect with my grandma down in Florida.
This sounds like we need to go through like the evolution of how social media came about.
So it probably wouldn't hurt for people who, you know, or maybe.
So at one time, do you remember GeoCities?
Yes.
Or are you too young for that?
Too young for that.
All right.
Are you kidding me? I was like the first user.
All right. So GeoCities used to be a thing, and then there were web rings.
It was a crappy free website.
It was, but you know, people could post
predates
stuff.
GeoCities, but yeah.
Okay.
What does?
GeoCities. That's not the original name.
There was what was the original name?
I don't remember.
Okay,
I knew that there was something that predated that, but you know, like that's the earliest one that I could remember where people could, you know, like make up a page and post whatever they wanted, and then they would join these things called web rings.
Yeah, yeah.
To where, you know, you put this script on your page, and then it helps people find things. And then,
I remember web rings.
It sort of evolved into...
I had one on one of my first websites.
We all did.
It evolved into different things, and then, you know, something happened, and here comes MySpace. And then it just sort of, you know, like further centralizes the hosting. And then people, for some reason, went from MySpace to Facebook. And
well, there's nothing wrong with the idea, right? Like of, hey, here's a place where you can connect with a bunch of people. That was the original idea behind Facebook, which originally was a college platform. Remember,
it was only
for college students to be able to kind of find one
another.
Right,
but once it opened up to the general public is when it seemed the mass migration from MySpace. Space to Facebook.
Well, I think it started targeting, when they opened up, they were basically targeting high schoolers, and all the college kids were on board with Facebook. So already, because it had been restricted to college kids. Mm-hmm. And so then they got all the high school kids on, and then,
and now
course,
they've all left.
Yes. But prior to that, then all the parents and grandparents got on because they wanted to see their kids.
Right.
And so we ended up with this.
And you could go and you can find all your high school buddies.
Basically.
Like, you know, 20 years later or whatever, you can go on Facebook and look up your old high school buddies, see where they are now.
Oh, there was another site for that back in the day before
Facebook.
Classmates before, Classmates, I think it was.
Yeah.
Before Facebook.
There was also Friend Finder.
That's the one where you have sex with people, Daryl.
No, that's Adult Friend Finder.
Oh, by the way, I pulled it up. So GeoCities, according to Wikipedia, was apparently originally called Beverly Hills Internet. For a very short time, before they changed it to.
I think I'm the only, one of the only people in the world who knew that.
Yeah.
like I've never heard anybody else call GeoCities anything other than GeoCities.
Right. So, so then what happened was once they created this platform where everyone could connect with everyone, or at least it felt like there were a lot of people on these platforms, they then started to add more restrictions, making it more difficult to actually reach the people with whom you wanted to connect by using things like normal posts. You could still send a message directly to somebody else. It still can do that fine, but you know, the idea of a page that has people liking it and following it, well, now you can't actually have your followers see your posts unless you pay Facebook to reach them. And so there's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.